Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Stefano De Ponti is a musician and sound artist. He works in collaboration with theatre companies and visual artists, and these plays are a decisive role in the construction of his poetic vision. Inclined to exchange and hybridization between techniques, languages, and different levels of perception. Malgrado col tempo si sfaldi, although it falls apart over time, is a soundscape composition that overlaps and rewrites the many chapters of La natura delle cose a macerarsi, The nature of things loves to hide, an ongoing project that draws upon the dynamic of massification and accumulation in musical creation and fruition, confronted with the inevitable impermanence of everything. The poetic imaginary and the material peculiarities of the Pietra Serena, a grey-blue sandstone used extensively in Renaissance Florence, form the backdrop to a transient fresco where planning and the randomness of events coexist. Stefano De Ponti asks for our attention, to stay on things, to listen at the service of the matter, to contemplate.
If you are truly involved in a vital process, as I'm sure you are, the scale of the operation becomes a matter of indifference. The world in a blade of grass, etc. Is it just ambition that tempts us to take on the great beast, the public? I think so. Just let them gather round quietly. Where you light a fire, the people will gather and listen to the music. So don't give up composing unless you've got something better to do. You say you're looking for someone to take you into regions unknown. If you've got a guide, the region is not unknown. You've got to go on your own. It is a question of environment, relationship. Selection. Which sound was heard first? The caress of the waters. Contemplate. What does a sound communicate simply by being there, by existing? Making poetry with scattered fragments of language. Stay on things, listening at the service of the matter. Suddenly, at the sound of a small stone, I forgot everything. The ideas that crowded my mind vanished. And the twisted thoughts dissolved. What was the before time, and what will remain when time is gone? The light of reverie is sacred. Water never dies, lives forever, reincarnated in rain, in bubbling streams, in fountains and waterfalls, in lazy streams, in swirling and sulky rivers. A mountain stream is a chord made up of many notes. Spreads in stereo along the path of an attentive listener. It is a form that escapes, that shapes and cannot be grasped. The stone does not allow itself to be captured in the plots of language. The stone believes in spells and good luck, a divinity, life, nothingness. A stone takes its shape from its form. Clear and ephemeral colour transpires from the grey. A deviation in the balance of resonant silence. Sedimentation. A silent accumulation of beats. Thank you.
from the hall today came the dialogues of a movie on TV. If I were you, Jim, I wouldn't do that. After this sentence, there was a dog's whine, long, true, perfect in its parabola, closing in the air like a big pain. Then I had the feeling I heard a plane, but instead it was silence. And I was very happy of that. The park is full of a silence made of noises. If you put your ear on the bark of a tree and you stay still for a while, at the end you hear a noise. Maybe it depends on us. But I prefer to think that it's the tree. In that silence, there were some weird bangs, which disturbed the soundscape around me. I didn't want to hear them. I closed the window, but they went on. I felt like going mad. I wouldn't want to hear useless sounds. I would like to choose them during the day. And so the voices, the words. So many words that I shouldn't listen to. But you can't avoid them. You can't do anything but endure them, as you endure the sea waves when you float on your back.
In any case, this whole thing is nothing more than an excuse to make the rounds. When I was a child, someone enlightened suggested to me that everything has sound, even a dry sponge. There she is. I think that no one but me can hear it, but I hear it more and more distinctly, with the ear made more sensitive by exercise. Although in reality it is almost everywhere the same noise. It doesn't even get louder. I realize it when, without eavesdropping, making only a little effort of concentration, I guess the breath of a sound rather than hearing a sound. However, it is nothing. Memories are divine images, since memory is not subject to the ordinary laws of time and space.
Perché mi dici queste cose? Potrei non capirti. In fondo, a me piace il golf, il tennis, le macchine, i parties, tutto. Sei un uomo debole, come me. Ho cancellato, sono solo sciocchezze. Ma perché la mia non è una vocazione irresistibile.
And immediately he threw another stone. And while it was still in flight, was so entranced by the melody of the voice. Such was the song of Orpheus, a poet from Thrace, that it fell before his feet as if to apologize for having dared such folly. Art after art disappears, etc.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.